Now, Front follows kind of the trials and tribulations of a rock band called Rough Cut Punts.
Yeah.
Very careful saying that.
Yeah.
It's actually a band in Melbourne called Dumb Punts. Have to be careful with that as well.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I'm not sure if you knew that as well. But anyway, so can you tell us a bit about, firstly, just the roles that you guys play?
Sure, yeah. I play the bass player. The character's name is Bass.
Okay.
In the show. All the band members are named after their respective instruments.
So there's like guitar.
There's guitars,
drums.
Vocals, drums. Ella's the manager.
I'm the manager. We're pretty careful about not being too explicit with names, and that kind of helps the whole bantery aspect of the show. Everything's pretty natural. It's a lot of fun, and you get to see a lot of the backstage. So everyone's good mates, and that comes across, and it's a very casual style. It's very realism.
But it shows what happens when the business side of things gets involved in, you know, what used to be a lot of fun in someone's garage, which is how a lot of bands start, you know. But then labels and managers and producers start getting involved, and those things can destroy friendships. And that's really what we kind of look into in this play.
Yeah, so, a lot of politics, money, ego.
Okay, so it's kind of looking at, you know, the glory is when you do the show and then the lights go off and there's all the happenings behind the stage.
Oh,
so it's more about like what happens in the green room than what happens on stage, I guess.
Yeah, it's funny you say that. We have a scene that is literally in a green room.
In the green room?
Yep.
Okay.
We have a scene that's literally in a radio studio, which we're in now.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, it pretty much follows all those things you would never see and all the things that get said that you'd never hear.
That's an interesting take, but is there any actual, do you guys play on stage as well?
We do, yeah. So the way we've got it set up is that as the audience is walking into the theatre, we're sort of the band in rehearsal, we end up playing probably two or three songs through. These are songs that are written by Michael Abercrombie, is the writer and director of the show. He used to be a musician. He still is a musician, but he used to play in bands. So he's written these songs. During rehearsals, we kind of worked on them as a band, and we're now kind of a band. We're playing them. Yeah.
We've got a lot of great feedback off the Triple J Unearthed. We've actually launched the songs online,
oh,
so you can
right
hear them
on
SoundCloud and Triple J Unearthed like a regular band. So that'd be great.
Is it cool to mention a different radio station?
Yeah, no, that's fine. I think everyone knows about Triple J Unearthed.
Yeah.
Unearthed,
It's interesting that you mentioned the director. Is that Michael Abercrombie?
Yeah.
So he used to play in a band in Perth, I believe. So I guess it's kind of from his experiences.
Absolutely,
that he's written the script.
Yeah,
you're playing in a band in this. Have you guys played in bands before?
It's always been a dream of mine, if I'm honest.
I played
a bit of music. I played a lot of drums in high school, and I sort of self-taught guitar a bit. I've never really been in one that's got off the ground, but that's why this is so fun. It's like I get to live out my dream of being in a band without the commitment of it, you know?
Yeah, I haven't played in any bands.
Okay.
I'm not a musician. I'm just actor.
I've seen you tinkle on a guitar, though.
Yeah. I have a little hobby.
You got a couple, obviously.
Yeah, a couple, just to whip out around the campfire.
Yeah.
Mary Sudi, Lincoln Vickery, and Andreas Lohmeyer, they all play in bands as well, and Charlie Faulkner.
Yeah,
they're all pretty heavily into music as well.
Right on. So it's really like a lived experience.
Yeah.
That they're drawing on. Yeah, that's really cool. Now, when I first read the description about what this is about, it's kind of the behind the scenes of a band, I immediately thought about Spinal Tap, seminal movie from the 80s. Following the band Spinal Tap. And we were talking about off air about, I guess, the differences. So that Spinal Tap essentially is satire. So how does for Front, the message that it's projecting or the genre that it acts within, how is that different, I guess, to the seminal Spinal Tap?
We don't have a mockumentary vibe. It's a lot closer to the bone. We've had quite a few people that play in bands and musicians in the audience coming out of it going, I recognise that person. You presented the people.
Yeah.
You go, that is definitely a band dynamic. So it's not a mockumentary. It's not a satire. The comedy comes from the truth of the situations.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's a bit more, we're more punk rock. It's and it's a bit more Sidcore, I think we've dubbed
Sidcore.
It. Sidcore. We've created a new genre.
Sidcore as in like Sydney.
Like core. Sydney hardcore.
It's a,
Oh, that's the genre of the band, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's very, yeah, it's punk rock. It's a drama with some dark comedy involved because the comedy comes from how recognisable these characters are and yeah. how much you actually do experience this in a band.
Yeah.
So this is in a band setting looking at behind the scenes, but I guess it's probably applicable to most creative pursuits, acting or comedy, where, you know, it's kind of, you go to an open mic night
yeah.
and it's fun, but then, you know, you're on a tour and things get more serious. Would you yeah. say that it's kind of applicable to a wide range of creative pursuits?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I can't, any artistic pursuit I think of starts when you're young or you're a kid and you're doing it in your lounge room or your garage or whatever, whether it's acting, whether it's music, whether it's painting. And the moment money gets involved
mm.
or other people start to want to, you know, mess with what you're doing, yeah, it always puts strain and pressure on what used to be a really just a fun thing to do.
Yeah, ego's a big part of what goes down when the front man is all consumed by what he's producing and his artwork and how that's going to leave behind his legacy, mm. basically, which it can get a bit intense when something that has been fun and creative and expressive suddenly becomes quite permanent and people are judging you by what they hear rather than who they know of you as a person. Mm. And so all of those demons come up and different people's experiences. So you do. You've got the drummer who just cares about playing and just wants to have a lot of fun, and then you've got the front man that it's all about his legacy.
Mm. Yeah. The term legacy is interesting because I guess that is, again, applicable to all. If you're a comic and you're doing your first HBO special, that'll be looked on for tens of years. Like, yeah. that's your special thing. And you
it
put
immortalizes
so much,
you in a way, yeah.
Yeah. So I guess it's a bit dark looking at the underbelly of this thing, which on the surface seems really cool, but, you know, you're delving into the depths of the relationships and the politics. And it actually reminded me a bit. I saw an interview with Daniel Radcliffe.
Hmm.
And he did. I think it was for GQ or Vanity Fair or something. Anyway, they asked him that is like, if he could have one wish in the world, what would it be? And I was kind of sad when he heard his answer was, he said that, you know, he just wanted one day where he wasn't famous.
Yeah.
And that over everything else in the world, that was what he wanted, which is kind of bleak, I guess.
It's tragic. Yeah.
Has this being involved with this production changed your perception of fame? Or doing something where I guess you're being judged by a lot of people, as you said, with a legacy?
I don't know if it's changed it. For me, it's a different okay. lens to see it through music rather than I do a lot of visual art and things where you tell a story in another way where you're a lot more anonymous. And again, my character is behind the scenes. She's the producer. So her part of the music isn't publicized so much. So that experience is less ego-driven, but it is quite an intense thing to think that there's people judging you by this persona, because any creation that you make isn't going to be like a 100% true, authentic reflection of yourself. You have to tell a story through it. And even though these songs are quite fun, they are very punk rock and a lot of the time they're quite upbeat and they are a bit silly. I mean, yeah, we'll keep the language off air, but they're just, and
explicit
that's why
titles.
Explicit titles. Yeah. But a lot of them are, it's the disparity between how serious this is and how fun the music is meant to be. And so all of the public are just seeing that it's just punk rock and these people are just messing around. And then you do see behind how it's torturing them.
Mm.
And I guess it's the same. A lot of actors, they're playing a character and yet people feel so connected to them because they feel like they know them.
Mm.
And you get, I guess, owned by the wider public,
the public.
When you haven't really agreed to be owned as a person.
And the famous you is never the real you. It's just a construction of, you know, things you've been in and magazines you've featured in and stuff like that.
Yeah. I saw Ricky Gervais talking about how when he does, like, goes on Conan or Jimmy Fallon or something, it's not really him. He's kind of playing a character to that particular audience.
Yeah.
It's really interesting. I like your description of viewing it through a different lens, in that there's these kind of shared commonalities between all the different kind of creative pursuits. Now, here's the thing. It started already. It's been going for about a week.
Yep.
Until the 15th of June, I believe it runs.
July, yeah.
Sorry.
That's right.
It's July now. Cool. Where can we find out more details if we want to head along?
You head to jackrabbittheatre.com/front.
Okay.
All the details are on there. As you said before, we've got a SoundCloud page and a Triple J Unearth page that has all the tracks we've recorded on there. They've been professionally recorded as well, so they sound pretty sweet.
You can find us on Facebook under Jackrabbit Theatre or under Front, the event page, and all of the details will be on there through Try Booking. You can get some promo codes with the code FRONT25 for $25 tickets, or come along on Wednesdays for $22 cheap tickets.
Yeah.
Perfect. Yeah. Well, Jack and Elle, thank you so much for coming on and telling us about it.
Thanks, Matt.